which is composed by the great yogi, enlightened being of Jagrasambhara. Jagrasambhara Devi Hiruga, which is a manifestation of the kind, compassionate Shakyamuni Buddha. this calling the guru from far, this is a combined guru yoga practice, the guru devotion meditation, also lamrim, very effective way to do direct meditation of lamrim. The three principal path and then two stages of highest tantra. It is a very, very effective way to meditate on lamrim. because of this great yogi, Pabanga, because his experience, his teaching came from his own experiences. At any rate, I must achieve enlightenment Queen Kuka for the sake of all the kind of mother sentient beings. And this is the meaning of my life, purpose of my life. to free every sentient being from all the suffering causes, lead to enlightenment. Lead to peerless happiness, full enlightenment. Not just leading to liberation from samsara, not just leading in the temporary happiness. So, purpose of my surviving this one more year, you know, this able to purpose of living again this year, and that is a. To be able to actualize bodhicitta, renunciation, samsara, shunyata, wisdom, realize emptiness, the common path, and then as much as possible to leave imprint of the highest tantra path. So, even one doesn't achieve realization in this year, at least as much as possible to make the mind near to the realization. So to quickly end the suffering of samsara, to quickly reach beyond, to quickly reach the end of the samsara, you see, cycle of death and rebirth, and so forth. Not just that, then. To quickly achieve enlightenment, so that one can bring all sentient beings to enlightenment. So that's the real meaning of the life. then, however, with this attitude, especially bodhicitta, three principal path, especially with bodhicitta, then able to make the life useful, beneficial as much as possible, my life, for other sentient beings. For all other sentient beings, whether it is one sentient being, whether it is two sentient being, whether it is ten sentient being, or whether it is a numberless sentient being, so I make it my life as much as beneficial for other sentient beings, like Buddha. So generally, I think it's very good, you know, when we do New Year. The morning of the New Year, it's very, very good to read and attend the family together in front of Buddha, you know, or in the center. You see, the Buddha sabhas, the end of the Jhu practice, there's a prayer, you know. When Buddha was a Bodhisattva, it's a practice of six paramita, giving his life to other sentient beings, you know. being king, then giving the whole family, possession, everything, giving others. Other sentient beings, you know, making charity. Then, tiger to the tiger, his body giving to a starving family tiger, and starving tiger family, completely giving. Then giving his life to the spirits, you know, to suck the blood. And then then made a prayer, those spirits to become his disciple next life. That's why in Sarnath, you know, these spirits become the four monk, you know. You see, the Buddha gave his first teaching to them, you know. You see, Four Noble Truth. You see, before there were spirits, you know, suck blood from Bodhisattva. You see, the Buddha passed like Bodhisattva. So he used that to dedicate, you know, so to be able to give teaching for the next life. See, so like that, there are many stories in there. That Bodhisattva, you see, manifests a fish. There's a epidemic disease in the country, you know. Many hundred thousand people dying. So they manifest a fish that which flesh become medicine. So then with that particular fish, then recovered all that country people's epidemic disease. There are many thousands of fish, you know. That so many hundred thousands, many fish, there's something, disease or something dying. So then they say, by reciting name, you know, this particular Buddha's name, by reciting this to all the animals, then they all are got liberated. So there are many different stories, you see, being Bodhisattva. That other sentient beings give harm and you only benefit in return. Only give benefit to them. So there are many stories. Even they give harm with very vicious attitude. You see, so those to read that, you know, to read that in the family, in front of Buddha, for, you know, together to read, and then to be able to, to live the life sincerity and open heart towards others, or however, you see, to all sentient beings to benefit, to make the life beneficial. So that's the best way to make the life happy and find satisfaction, you know. Now in death time and for enlightenment, everything, for all other sentient beings, for the family, it benefits to everybody. It benefits to everybody. So this practice is very, very, either it's done family or in the center, you know. You know, you see, seven elemental, short mandala, mental offering, then after that, read this life story, you know, Bodhisattva's life story, this short. So it's very, very good to remind how to live the life, you know, how to make, what's the purpose of life, and how to make the life beneficial for us and things. So that is then, makes New Year very, very, very good New Year. Very meaningful. So I read this, I do the oral transmission. So think each word that I hear, you know, each word that I listen, may I able to reveal this word to every sentient being, and whenever I say this word, may they be able to actualize, you know, or depart immediately in their mind when I say this word. So dedicate like this. I do the oral transmission in English. Calling the Lama from far, a tormented wall quickly drawing forth the blessings of the Lama, the inseparable three kinds. This Lama doesn't mention any Lama. This Lama means there's many ways the word Lama is used, but here the Lama means your own personal. Your own, you see, Lama who, Lama from whom you received Dharma contact, you know, that you listen teaching with the recognition of Guru disciple. You see, as I mentioned that Amitabha initiation. You see, I mentioned that if you cannot devote to that person who teach from very beginning, you cannot devote as Guru, then you see, first you can learn from that person. As a school teacher, professor, you can learn. After some time, then you feel really devoted and you think you can devote to the person as guru, you know, then one can, you know, do. Even one doesn't request the person. It's mainly Guru and Rudguru, these things is normally doesn't need to request. If it's very first time, if it's before listening to teaching, then one can request. You know, if it's before listening to teaching or however, generally, for example, if there's thousands or billions of people, you know, there's no time to request. There's no time to request. You know, please be my guru. You see that. Anyway, so there's a tradition like this. If you're going to attend the teaching, for example, in Tibet, you see, if you're going to attend initiation or teaching something, then before you go to see you go to see the Lama and please can I attend? There's like that. The Lama was and then kind of checks and accepts and like that. You know, they're like the Tibetans and the Lamas. You know, there's this tradition, you know, before, but after. So anyway, like this. After there's not. You see, after, because then the teaching, when the teaching happened, then connection's all done. There's nothing to request be my guru. You see, I say, like this. After you were born from the mother, then people request, can you be my mother? You know. Can you be my father? It becomes like that. Anyway, after you become 30, 40, or 80 years old, then you can be my mother, you know. Anyway, I'm joking. Anyway, so it's a little bit like that. So anyway, so generally, how it's done in Tibetan, if you're going to take the teaching initiation from very beginning as guru disciple, before, then they go to just very quickly, you see, to get permission, can I take teaching? So then, Lama, you know, then they, you know, I think maybe the Lama checks up something like that. You see, but so, however, like that, and so now. So here in centers in the West and here you see now that which is more like a school where different teachers come to teach. You see, like more liberal, more like school. You see, now here in this situation. So you see, since one cannot practice pure mind with everybody, if one can practice, that's okay. How many thousands, billions of guru, you know? But since one's mind is very difficult to practice pure, you see, you know, to practice devotion to everybody, you know, difficult to practice pure, to a pure mind with everybody. Since that is difficult, and the mind is full of superstitions, very difficult mind. So therefore, in this, for example, this kind of, you see, running, like a school, like you see, then you see, first, if you can't devote from the beginning, then first you want to hear, listen. Then if you really feel, then you see, then you decide, you know, guru disciple and then take teaching. Before you just learn like professor, like university or school, you see, like that. So I'm not saying that, you see, one should, I'm not saying that one should not regard guru, you see. Those other teachers are coming, you see. I'm not saying that. But as I mentioned, the heavy, with there's a greatest benefit, most powerful object, you get the greatest benefit, the achieving enlightenment has greatest merit and greatest benefit and most powerful purification is able to do, and the greatest achievement, the whole success, but also greatest. If one doesn't know how to practice, if one makes mistakes, then also greatest obstacle. So greatest profit and greatest obstacle, obstacle to develop the mind. So therefore, the reason why I'm saying this is to be careful. How to be careful in the practice? I say how to be, careful. How to keep the practice clear and neat. And so when you're going to visualize, you know, when you're going to guru yoga practice, then you know how many gurus you have. So it's very easy to visualize, very easy to be, very clear who is guru, who is not guru, very clear then you for the practice, you know. Then through these ones, then you have to have a completely new mind, you know, you practice pure mind with them, no matter whatever happens, even they can, once the Dharma contact is established, before careful, but once Dharma contact is established, before examine careful, what once it's established, then how the guru guides his guru's responsibility, how the disciple, you see, following the guru is a correctly devoted, that is disciple's responsibility. So both has responsibility. So like this. So therefore, even that teacher kills millions of people, ten non-words action, whatever happens, I don't remember by heart, it is all translated into English. There's a text from the Trishi Rinpoche, one Nyingmaba Lama, from whom I do teachings, one very, very incredible qualified Nyingmaba Lama, Trishi Rinpoche. His guru, root guru, one great Nyingmaba yogi, he wrote a teaching on the guru devotion. Incredible move. So there's quotations that you see how to practice what looks mistakes, all those mistakes like turning words, killing, so forth, the taking lies, stealing, whatever mistake appears, you see, how to use this as to develop devotion within your mind. How to look positive. So there's all the quotations by the great yogis. How to practice. So it's translated into English some time ago. So anyway, so what one has to be careful is before relationship is met. So however, so that is for safety. It's like there's safety belt in the car. You know, is there safety belt in the car? And in the airplanes, you see, when you're taking off the hostesses, they show if there's some airplane falls down the water, then how? Then, you know, this is what? This, the blue jacket and the what? Yeah. Yeah, this blue, you see, show everything in case. So it's like that. So it's like that. Yeah, so I'm not going too much. So again, then so this the reason why I'm saying all these things that are not Amitabha initiation before spend much time talking to the guru. This is for safety, you know, for safety, for safe journey to enlightenment. Lama, think of me, Lama. So when you recite this, then you visualize the guru on your crown. You see, and that is all. being aware, you know, meaning of guru, you see, meaning of guru, the real meaning of guru, you see, by remembering that up in your heart, you see, all the Buddhas, you know, holy mind, Dharma, Kaya, or transcendental wisdom, non-dual bliss, voidness. However, all the Buddha's wisdom, if I put it in a simple way, all the Buddha's the complete pure mind, the wisdom, see? So that one is Dharmakaya, that holy mind, is an absolute guru. There's absolute guru and conventional guru. So the absolute guru is working through the conventional guru, which means that we see in the various ordinary aspect, mistaken aspect, according to our impure karma, our impure mind, level of our impure mind, you see. So all the Buddhas are working through this. This is one way of seeing. This is one way of understanding. Even there's a hot sun, even there's very hot sun, but if there's no magnifying glass, cannot burn this plant there. This plant is there, you see. So the sun works through the magnifying glass, hot sun, you see, without any obstacle, you see, the hot sun walks through the magnifying glass, then burns that plant, then you can make fire. Similar, through this manifestation, which is the appearance of our own mind, quality of our own mind, you know, level of our own mind, all the Buddhas walk through this. that you see, and see, and then by revealing the old transmission, see, however, the initiation, commentary, teaching alphabet, so forth. granting the three level of vows. In this way, burns our delusions, all our mistakes of mind, burns completely, completely burns, you know, by exercising path. Then, you see, that's how we become enlightened. We, you know, our mind is guided and brought to enlightenment. However, this is how it explained. This is the meditation practice, and this is how it is explained in the Sutta Tantra text. So I'm just repeating from that the essence. So see, when the generally I'm speaking, I'm not talking myself here. Generally I'm speaking that, you know, when we take initiation, teaching something, you see, from a lama means that your own guru. Here in this case, lama means, usually in India, you see, usually in India, they call lama to any Tibetan, any lay Tibetan, you see. Any Tibetan, as long as it's Tibetan, they call lama. Even police or army or, you see, any that is Tibetan, then they call lama. according to India, this is even. But according to Tibetan, there's a different name. Lama means the abbot of the monastery or a reincarnated lama, your own guru, all this is called lama. Similar what's called Rinpoche. So when one's own guru is giving you advice, scolding you, or giving you advice, or beating you, or giving you initiation, whatever, the word that is, you see, all Mandu, the generation Kuan is giving you advice, you know, you see, in order to purify you, then you are, in order to purify, in order to pacify obstacles, then scolding. Obstacle to practice Dharma, to purify, then scolding, beating, you know, for your purification. However, like Milarepa's life story. However, you see, what is the, you know, teachings, initiation, giving vows, always think, Tara is giving this initiation. Manjushri is giving this initiation. Amitabha is giving initiation. This is Amitabha giving initiation. This is Tara giving initiation. This is the Vajrapani giving initiation. This is Yamantaka giving initiation. This is, so you can, you see, all the Buddhas, you see, what one should realize, all the Buddhas are, you see, giving me initiation, giving me vow. So this is the way to understand. All the Buddhas are giving through this manifestation. So this action is all the Buddha's action. So this is the way to meditate, and this is the way to what to realize. Then this devotion takes you to enlightenment. You know, stops all the obstacles and takes you to enlightenment, causes all the realizations of the heart and all like that. Because we don't have, because at the moment our mind is, our karma is not pure, you know. Mind is not pure, so we have no chance at the moment to see actual Buddha manifesting to us and giving teaching. So we have to receive. We have received the guidance. We have received guidance in some other form. We have received the guidance in some other form, which fits, which we have karma to see. You see, which is according to our level of mind. You see, we have another ordinary form, since we cannot see the other one, the more pure one. So like that. So higher than this, so Better than this, we don't have karma to see. Lower than this, animals like that, then we cannot receive teaching, we cannot recognize. So it is said that, so this ordinary mistaken form, which has many mistakes, you know, suffering and so forth, then this aspect is so precious, you know, because without this, my life is lost. So without this aspect, my life is lost. There's no guidance, no protection to my life, you know, lost in samsara, lost in the lower realms. So therefore, this aspect becomes extremely precious, important. So with this mistaken, ordinary aspect, you know, that is according to one's mind, then you're able to receive all the guidance, and then even to its enlightenment. Yeah. The Lama Tingo Me Lama Tingo Me. The wisdom of great bliss of all Buddhas, one test with the Dhammakaya, is itself the ultimate nature of all kind Lamas. I beseech you, Lama, Dhammakaya, please look after me always. Without separation in this life, future lives, and Pardo. Pardo means intermediate stage. Wisdom's own illusory appearance, the concurrent with the seven branches, is itself the ultimate basis of emanation of all kind lamas. I beseech you, Lama, Sambhogakaya, please look after me always. Without separation in this life, future lives, and the Pardo. Thus, the player of various emanations, suiting the dispositions of the many to be subdued, is itself the behavior of the Sambhogakaya of the kind lamas. I beseech you, Lama Nimanakaya, please look after me always, without separation in this life, future lives, and the Pardo. The player of the inseparable three kayas, appearing in the form of the Lama, is itself one with the very essence of all kind Lamas. I beseech you, Lama, the inseparable three kayas, please look after me, always without separation in this life, future lives, and Pardo. All the infinite peaceful and wrathful idams are also the Lama's nature. And since no idam exists apart from the kind Lama himself, I beseech you, Lama, who comprise all idams, please look after me, always without separation in this life, future lives, and the Pardo. The ordinary form of all Buddhas arise in the aspect of the Lama. Therefore, no Buddhas are observed apart from the kind Lama himself. I beseech you, Lama, who comprise all Buddhas, please look after me, always without separation in this life, future lives, and the Pardo. The very form of all conquerors, wisdom, compassion, and power, arises as the Lama. Therefore, the three families, Supreme Arya, Lords, are also the kind Lama himself. I beseech you, Lama, who combine three families in one. Please look after me, always without separation, this life, future lives, and the Pardo. And the hundred five and three families, this means talking about Dhyana Buddha, the different, you know, race of Buddha. This race does nothing to the generation, blood generation, but through the mind. Five or three family. five number three means Akshobhya. The Akshobhya, Bharatana, Amitabha, who are embodiment of all the Buddhas, holy body, holy spirit, holy mind. However many elaborated are the Lama, the pervasive master himself, in whom they are included is also the Lama. I beseech you, Lama, as master of all the families, please look after me, always without separation in this life, future lives, and the Pardo. The creator of all Buddhas, Dharma, and Sangha is the Lama. The one who combines all three refuges is the kind Lama himself. I beseech you, Lama, who presents, combines all refuges, please look after me always without separation in this life, future lives, and the Pardo. Thinking of how the actual form of all Buddhas are arise in the aspect of the Lama and mercifully looks after me, reminds me of the Lama. Thinking of how you should show the excellent, unmistaken path to me, an unfortunate, wretched being, abandoned by all Buddhas, reminds me of your Lama. Thinking of this excellent body, highly meaningful and difficult to obtain, and wishing to take its essence with unerring choice between gain and loss. Happiness and suffering reminds me of the Lama. Thinking of the experience of not knowing what to do when the great fear of death suddenly descended upon me reminds me of the Lama. Thinking of the experience of the just now suddenly separating from all the perfections of this life and going on alone reminds me of the Lama. Thinking of the experience of my naked body falling into the terrifying fire of the hell and being unable to bear it reminds me of the Lama. Thinking of how the suffering, hunger, and thirst without a drop of water is directly experienced in the unfortunate preta realms reminds me of the Lama. Thinking of how very repulsive and wretched it is to become a foolish, stupid animal, what it would be like to experience myself reminds me of the Lama. Thinking of a refuge to protect me from this, since I am now about to fall into the wretched state of bad migration, reminds me of the Lama. Thinking of how white and black actions are experienced and of how to practice true and precise engagement and restraint reminds me of the Lama. Thinking of a method to escape this prison of endless existence, the source of all suffering, reminds me of the Lama. Thinking of the plight of my pitiful old mother's pervasive space, falling amidst the fearful oceans of samsara and tormented there, reminds me of the Lama. Therefore, Lama, please bless me to generate in my mental continuum effortless experience of profound three principles of the path and two stages. Please bless me to strive the one-pointed. Please bless me to strive in one-pointed practice of the three trainings with the intense thought of renunciation in order to reach this secure state of liberation. Please bless me to train in the precious supreme bodhicitta with a special attitude, taking responsibility to liberate all migrators by myself alone. Please bless me to follow after the oceans of concurs with the will to cross to the very end of the great waves of deeds of the concurs children. Please bless me to realize the supreme view, free of extremes, in which emptiness, dependent arising, appearance, and emptiness. Please bless me to realize the supreme view, free of extremes, in which emptiness, dependent arising, appearance, emptiness, complement each other. Please bless me to quickly generate the experience of taking the three kayas into the path, wrapping the base of the birth, death, and this part is the tantra. The lumbering part is finished, now the part of the tongue, you know, the graduate part of tantra, the highest tantra. This generation, first one, generation state. Essence of generation state. Please bless me to quickly generate the experience of taking the three kayas into the path, wrapping the base of the basis of the birth, death, and intermittence. Now this next one is the completion state. Please bless me to arise as illustrated divine body itself, the play of the four joys and four emptiness when the wind and mind absorb in the center channel. Please bless me to meet the ultimate Lama and the animal bear. Please bless me to meet the ultimate Lama, the bare face of my innate mind with the covering of the perception of true existence, perceiving it as true, removed. Please bless. It is talking the most. There's a mind, there's a gross mind, a subtle mind, extremely subtle mind. He is talking about the extremely pure subtle mind. Please bless me to be one with your three secrets, Lama, in the vast Dharmakaya of great bliss, which has exhausted the two obscurations elaborations. In short, please abide inseparably in the center of my heart until the great enlightenment mercifully bless me. until the great enlightenment, and mercifully bless me, the child, to follow after you, the father. Lama Tengome, Lama Tengome, Lama Tengome. Meditation centers, you see, in the West here, the organization side, you see, receive, have to do this, you know, inviting, receiving many lamas. And because one reason is because there are people who have different karma. You see, there are people who have different karma. So each time, you see, each time a lama comes, there are people, there are sentient beings who have different karma, who has karma with that lama. So until that lama comes, those other sentient beings do not meet dharma. Do not meet dharma. You see, so until that particular lama comes, you see, the other sentient beings do not meet dharma, but there are other sentient beings who do not meet dharma, even though many other lama comes. So organization side, there is need to invite other different lamas to give teachings. You see, so the benefit, so the lama has, there are sentient beings who have connection with that lama. So then the different ones, as they come, then other sentient beings, you see, who have a karma with that lama, then they meet, and they meet dharma. So there are particular benefits like that. So organization side need to do like this. But from one's own individual side, you see, practice as I explained before. You see, like that. Like that. So from whomever one has taken vow, refuge, vow, initiation, admire, and precept, those, if you have done some visualization of what the Lama said, is a guru. It become guru. What is man? What is a female or man? What is lay or ordained? Whoever. If one has taken, then it become guru. If one has visualized what the Lama said, you know, like that. Otherwise, then there should be possible to achieve enlightenment, to achieve all the realization patterns without any guru. You see, but that's nobody achieved enlightenment that way. And that's not experience. So this is the important points. This is the important points I feel to say, because I don't think this important point, the very root of the realization, and this practice is not clear. And you see, you know, in many people's mind, not clear. It's very confused, very confused, and also particularly, as I mentioned before, in our Chinese Mahayana Buddhism, in sutra, there's a whole entire volume for each meditation. There's a whole entire volume, 2 volume, 3 volume. So it's so extensive. So without the lamrim, that's condensed one text shows all part. Without that, you don't know how to practice dharma. You don't know how to begin the path. So lamrim is so precious and extremely important. So, however, because, as I mentioned one of the day, so the reason why the embassy is not there the common teachers, of course there are many enlightened teachers, Bodhisattvas, but the common teachers, you know, do not, why this teaching is not there, why this teaching is not given, not emphasized. There are sutra teachings, talking good version, just one volume. The Dongbogobito, there's one text like this, and there might be others. I know because even I haven't read that sutra, whole volume, but so many quotations used in the Lamrim, so that's how I know the title. You know, incredible quotations, has teachings from that, you see, brought in the Lamrim. Because Lamrim is not met, so therefore this embassy is not there, you know. And since one doesn't study the whole sutra, whole hundreds of volumes, one don't read all, so then, you see, you spend many years reading one volume, you know, things studying, so things like that. So then, difficult to understand the whole thing. This general comment, you see, of course, there are many enlightened beings, high Bodhisattvas, who know how to practice, but this is my general comment. This is what I think, you see. Yeah. So, thank you very much. So, Happy New Year. Okay. Thanks so much. Okay. Okay. Thanks so much. So, since you take the Buddha's relic, the Buddha's truth, here's the Buddha's truth that I've got from Tibet recently, and two relics born from Buddha's truth. I was expecting to get another Buddha's truth, Niel Hansa, to put in Mithya Buddha statue, which Lama Ishi, my incomparable, said the kind guru, she advised to build the Mithya Buddha, same size as the stupa in Buddh Gaya. But you see, I said, I didn't get the other one. So then I go to somewhere else, for another upper place of Tibet. This Lama Tsongkhapa's disciple in Sabah, who became enlightened within a few years, his statue was destroyed during revolutionary time. So inside his statue, there's a big stupa, and stupa was found by some Tibetan people. They inside the Buddha's truth camp, so they crushed and they used for healing. By the family, because they didn't have anything, because everything destroyed. So then one monk found, he asked Trubje Rinpoche, his only suggestion is good, Trubje Rinpoche, and Trubje Rinpoche proved, and he said, this is same truth what I saw in Sri Lanka, in Kandy, in the stupa, when Rinpoche went there to represent as Tibet, in the Tibetan government, you see, the leader, for religious leader for meeting. And the figures, and so this is top of near top of the Buddha's truth. It's a small part of that. So some big part of this, I think, it is going to be offered to his son, Sajia Tenzin. So I brought this to sometimes to other people to see and to get blessing, to pray, you know. Then also to my offerings like that, you see, at my own altar, you know, while I have this. You know, while I have this with me, so to see at the altar to my offerings, things like that. But I'm not lazy to my offerings. Yeah. So I think that's. I'm not. So you gave me so much money already. I'm not going to mention the different projects now. So I will put some of those money for the different projects. I'm not going to work. I have many projects, but I'm not going to mention now. So they may be mentioned. You know, mention a letter. Yeah, okay. So I think that's all.